St. Pete.com presents Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from our studios inside Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com. where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Now, let's go live to Big C for Job Talk with Dean Logan.
Thank you, Joe Bordeaux, and welcome everyone to Job Talk, the only radio program in Tampa Bay dedicated to talking about jobs. I'm your host, Dean Logan, and we're broadcasting today from the Big C offices located in downtown St. Petersburg. I want to take this time to thank our sponsors, Big C and Advanced Recruiting Academy, for their support, as well as everyone working behind the scenes, especially Thomas, for all of their help. And for those of you tuning into Job Talk for the first time, you'll learn that it's my goal to talk with the leaders of every employer I can in Tampa Bay, big and small, and in every possible industry, so that anyone considering moving their business or making a change in their employment will know what it's like to live, work, and play in Tampa Bay. All of my guests are making a positive difference in the community, and listening to Job Talk is a way to get to know them just a little bit better. Plus, of course, it's been a lot of fun for me to talk with some great guests and make some new friends in the process. So before I introduce my guests, I want to mention that if you want to view the website associated with today's program while listening, you can visit PinellasCountyJobCorps.gov. You can also follow us live as we can be seen on Periscope. You can view the stream by going to twitter.com/recruitacad and click on the live stream link. You can also add us on Periscope using the handle @ARAcademy. So it's a pleasure to welcome new guests to the show, Reggie Williams, Marty Chitterer, and Ryan Frudenthal from Pinellas County Job Corps Center, located in St. Petersburg, Florida. Welcome, everyone, to Job Talk.
Well,
thank you for having us.
So as always, I like to start the interview by letting people know my guests on a personal level. And, you know, this is the first time I think I've had three guests at one time. So let's start by telling everybody about yourselves, beginning with where you're from. And, Reggie, let's start with you.
Well, I'm from Gainesville, Florida, a graduate of the University of Florida. And I've been in this business probably for about 18, 19 years as a career transition specialist.
You know, when you went to school up there, what'd you study?
Oh, I studied geography, believe it or not.
Yeah?
And my first job was at Sunland Training Center. I was a social worker there. And after 7 years of being in Gainesville, I wanted to move to a new city. And back then, I think we were just starting out a football program here in Tampa, the Bucks, and you had Doug Williams quarterbacking. So that was a major decision, one of the decisions I made to move to Tampa.
Any relative?
No relative. Okay. Just leaving one area, moving to another exciting area, and I chose Tampa. I was working with HRS then once I first came to Tampa.
And where did you first come? Where did you first end up residing?
In Tampa, near Temple Terrace, Tampa area is where I first came in. And as I said, I was with HRS. I was a social worker there. And I worked with dually diagnosed individuals at that time. And that was an exciting period of time there. We had houses that we would bring students into that were dually diagnosed, and they had behavior problems, et cetera, and we would help them get jobs and develop some careers for themselves.
Kind of similar to what you're doing now, a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, mm-hmm. Very
okay.
much so.
Wonderful. And is there a difference between Gainesville and the Tampa Bay area?
It's a little cooler in the wintertime in Gainesville. Gainesville, I also attended University of Florida there, so I missed the university a little bit. But I like mid-Florida, Tampa area. There's so many different opportunities that you have here. The beaches and the atmosphere is just wonderful. And we have Pinellas Job Corps here, and I guess that's what we're here to talk about today, and
absolutely,
we're excited about that opportunity.
All right. Well, thank you, Reggie. So, Ryan, tell me about yourself up until the time that you took a position here with the Job Corps.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, believe it or not, I think you were here encountered probably maybe the first time. Is we have three rare occasions that we are all three born and raised in Florida. So how often does that usually happen? I'm not necessarily sure, but I'm proud to be born and raised in Florida. I was born in Clearwater, Florida. Majority of my service stems from the military. I was 10 years, 5 years active duty, United States Air Force, trained as security police. And then beyond that, my next 5 years, again, were reservist Air Force, again, with security forces. After I got out of active duty, I got employed with the Largo Police Department, did 3 years of community service with my police department, which stemmed me now to continuing my service and my background towards our youth at Job Corps. Beyond that...
I was curious, you know, because you also have kind of skipped over your education. You've got a great education.
I was about to say that. And beyond that, my education, I do have a master's degree in criminal justice, and that's from St. Leo University, a local college here within Newport Richey. And then I went to St. B. College for my bachelor's degree in public safety administration. So,
and what's it like there? I get a lot of questions about St. B. College, you know?
I had good customer service. I had a good job with my instructors. They definitely took their time with me. They just worked for me, so which was phenomenal with the college.
And just tell me, what is your current role, your title?
I'm a recruiter with Job Corps.
Perfect. Okay, Ryan, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And next, Marty. Tell me about your background, your very interesting background as well, all three of you, really.
Well, I've lived in Florida pretty much all of my life. I was born in DeLand, Florida, which is over by Daytona Beach. My father was a chicken farmer, and so we had three dogs, four cats, and about 5,000 chickens. So that was pretty lucrative for a while until some of the big names, Purina, came in and kind of put him out of business. My father went to the local church to let them know that I was born, and the pastor there was also handling cemeteries. So my father was offered a six-month position at Calvary Cemetery in Clearwater, mm-hmm. where he stayed for over 30 years. Mm-hmm. So we grew up doing landscaping and those kinds of things with the cemetery. I got my education at St. Pete Junior College and also at USF, where I got my bachelor's in mass comm. So I also wrote for I was editor-in-chief of the college newspaper on the St. Pete campus, the Crow's Nest, so I helped reestablish that.
Nice.
I enjoyed doing the layout, so I ended up doing some sports writing for the Times, and then also got into graphic design and advertising. I worked for a local company called Clearwater Mattress for a couple of years as their advertising director, and then moved into education, where I was a graphic design teacher at Everest College, Everest University, I should say. And then from there, I was promoted to department chair, and then moved into the administrative side as director of career services. So I have over 20 years of experience in the education field, and when the opportunity opened up at Job Corps, it seemed like a perfect fit for me.
Yeah, how did you happen to come about Job Corps?
I actually saw an ad online that was looking for a work-based learning coordinator. And so I went in and applied, and they were interested, and so we agreed.
That's great. Okay, really good stories. So my guests today are Marty Chitterer, Reggie Williams, and Ryan Frudenthal from the Pinellas County Job Corps Center. So let's talk about the Job Corps program overall and its history. And please just jump in, any one of you. So tell me about when it was founded and when.
Job Corps was founded in 1964 under the Johnson administration. And it was his goal on the war on poverty, and it was under the Economic Opportunity Act.
Wonderful. And so it's been around for over 50 years?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And it's not going anywhere. You know, we're a strongly funded federal program, and we're going to be around.
Great. So tell me about its mission.
The mission. Well, in general, Job Corps, for those of our listeners that don't know what it's about, we're, in simple terms, we're a job training facility. We're a job training facility for our youth, 16 to 24 years old. Beyond that, the mission of Job Corps is to help young people ages 16 through 24 improve the quality and satisfaction of their lives through vocational and academic training, meaning that we just provide training services for our youth.
Perfect. And where are the Job Corps centers located?
We've got Job Corps centers, I think four or five now, one in Jacksonville, one in Gainesville, Florida, Miami, Tampa. And so we're spread out throughout Florida. One other thing we wanted to mention is the type students we're looking for. We have specific training that we are interested in recruiting people for, and that's in plumbing, electrical, carpentry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to get to all of that. That sounds very exciting programs there, too. Mm-hmm. So tell me. Go ahead.
Sorry, real quick. Mm-hmm. As far as Job Corps centers that you asked specifically, we have 126 centers nationwide and three in Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow.
And the cool thing about Job Corps is each center specializes in different things. For example, and we'll get to it. I know you understand that. Mm-hmm. But just in general, Pinellas County, we specialize in construction and medical trades.
Right.
Now,
right.
You have a center in Jacksonville that can specialize in culinary arts, which we don't necessarily offer here.
I see. Mm-hmm.
So the cool thing with Job Corps is we want to take the strengths of what student wants, what their needs are, mm-hmm. and then get them to wherever their strengths are to provide them the best training that we can get them.
And how long has the center been here in St. Pete?
I believe it's been 6 years. They had the groundbreaking in, I think, 2010, and then I think 2012 or 2011, they had the first graduating class.
That's great. Very short period of time right after. That's wonderful. And who's the center director of the Pinellas County Center now?
It's Mr. Colapo.
And we definitely want to thank Mr. Colapo for allowing you guys to be here.
Absolutely.
Thank you very, very much.
Shout out to Mr. Colapo. Thank you.
So tell me about how the Job Corps is funded.
Yeah. Job Corps is funded by the Department of Labor. It's solely funded by the Department of Labor. And what that means is it means it's no cost to the student attending whatsoever, which is phenomenal. It's a phenomenal opportunity compared to you might have to take out student loans if you go to college. Or another vocational training site, but we're solely funded by the Department of Labor, which we pass those fundings on to the students.
That's great. And Reggie, how much community support is given?
Community sports?
Support.
Oh, support. Well, we're getting some community support, not as much as we'd like.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons we're here today is we're asking for as much community support as we possibly can get. And at this point in time, we haven't actually decided in what form that community support can be in. But we would like to have mentors come in. We'd like to have speeches given to our students regarding business opportunities in this area, things of that nature. I think mm-hmm. the more community support we have, the better off it's going to be for the students. The students need to see individuals who kind of look like them so that they'll be able to feel as if this is something that we can do, a certain type of business or what have you, they'll be able to relate to and be able to commit themselves to.
Great.
Like leaders in today's society, role models for
role models.
Youth to look up. I mean, we're always looking for guests. Like you have guest speakers on your show.
Mm-hmm.
We need guest instructors, mm-hmm. anything that's willing to come in and mentor, instruct, teach our youth. I mean, any opportunity that they can provide their two cents in. Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned the age range is between 16 and 24. So how does one actually become qualified, to attend the Job Corps?
The first step is just their age. They got to meet the basic age criteria. The second step is while they're attending or they're going through the process, we got to make sure they're drug-free or they're not on any type of drugs. If they have any type of criminal background, that's fine. Job Corps understands that. We're gonna work with them. But we want to make sure there are no court dates, no fines attached. They got everything they need to get settled through the court system before they attend our program. The next big thing is, I would say the next key factor would be they have to meet a low income criteria.
Mm-hmm.
So those are usually about the three big factors that we're looking for.
Okay. And what's the catch?
The catch is, so everybody says, well, there's no such thing as a free meal. And then you wonder, well, Job Corps and the Department of Labor, they're spending about $30,000 on one student that enters.
A little bit more now.
Yes. Really?
That enters in our campus. I mean, mm-hmm. we're paying for, well, not necessarily, well, I'll get to that. Labor is paying for their uniforms. They're paying for their shoes. They're paying for the books. They're paying for these quality education services that we have on the campus. And we also have dorms, residential facilities that the student and food. We're providing them everything,
mm-hmm.
everything.
Yeah, I didn't realize that when I visited that campus.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's a phenomenal opportunity for a youth. And then you go, well, what's the catch? There's no way this can be free. Well, you're correct. It's not free because you and I and all my colleagues in this room, we're taxpayers, right? So that's how Job Corps is funded, by our taxpayers' dollars. And they want our youth. If they pick a plumbing trade or they're picking a nursing trade, we're training them however long it takes them to go through the program. And we want them to get employed in that trade, to become productive members of society, hold that accountability, push it forward, take ownership of Job Corps, say, hey, I was a Job Corps student. Now I'm going to give back by getting employed in my trade, becoming a taxpayer.
Absolutely.
And maybe even we hope, hey, you know what? They recognize how successful they are. Come back to Job Corps campus. And maybe train, mentor, teach.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely. Those are very strong points you're mentioning. You're asking what are the students' responsibilities. One of the students' responsibilities is to, I'm a career transition specialist, and it's important for me for a student to share his activities after he's left the center. I need to know if you're enrolled in college. I need to know what job you have, and because I'm reporting to the Department of Labor how much you're making per hour, whether you're working full-time or not, whether or not there's what we call a job training match, what you studied while you were at Job Corps, do you have that type of job? All of that is really, really important to the Department of Labor, and those are things that we want to share with them.
It's kind of like our grade card.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And on top of that, I get to, as a business community liaison, share the success stories. So
absolutely.
It's important to us so that I can tell a potential employer that we have an opportunity here. Here's what we've done in the past. This is what we want to do for the future. And so the story can continue to tell over and over. Now, the other thing that wasn't mentioned here is that the student goes at his own pace.
Absolutely.
Okay? It's not after 12 weeks they move on to the next item. Mm-hmm. They make sure that the fundamentals are laid, and then we build on top of that. So mm-hmm. we have graduates happening all the time as they complete their programs, and then we take the intake all the time as well. Mm-hmm. So
that's
transportation, room and board, they're also offered some stipend, so it's better than a scholarship, really, because there's money involved with it as well. Mm-hmm. And if they are able to complete all their transition, they'll be rewarded cash at the end of their program as well to get started, get an apartment, work on getting a car, all of those kinds of things. And those are the stories inside the stories that we tell,
right,
in the fact that their education is inside. Not only do you have a trade, but now you know how to survive out there, to get an apartment, to buy a car, to get groceries, and do whatever you need to do to start contributing back to society.
That's great. My guests today are Marty Chitterer, Reggie Williams, and Ryan Frudenthal from the Pinellas County Job Corps Center. And, you know, you mentioned that you've got two sections, the medical and the construction, that
yes,
are
sir.
Your basic focus. So tell me about those programs and the classes and just what that curriculum actually looks like.
I'll touch base on the programs. As far as the construction trades we have, which are obviously booming, each Job Corps Center, like I said, we have 126 nationwide, 3 in Puerto Rico. They try to study the area, figure out what's a booming market here. So when they came and built the Job Corps Center here in Tampa, they realized, hey, construction is a hot industry here in Tampa. And they said medical is not going anywhere. We have power hitters as far as medical companies here that are just phenomenal. So as far as the construction trades, we offer carpentry, electrical, facility maintenance, and plumbing. And then under our medical training, we offer certified medical assistant, certified nursing assistant, pharmacy tech, medical billing and coding.
That's great. And do the teachers have specific experience with, you know, like life experience in those roles too?
Generally speaking, they do. They have practical experience. Medical biller and coder, the teacher that we have, has actually done that. Same thing with the plumbing and the carpentry and all of the other trades. They actually have real-world experience, which makes it, this is what the book says, but this is how it is in real life. And so we are able to tell the real story about how what it's going to look like on the job. It's not just strictly book learning, but it's actually hands-on. For our construction trades, they'll do various projects around campus as part of their growth in their thing. So the instructor can actually show them, well, this is how you set up this board for electrical, or this is how the plumbing is going to look when you get out there, and, you know, go through all of the steps. They'll build little houses in the back of our campus and then take them back down again. So a lot of practical hands-on experience.
That's great. And, you know, do you also offer GED and high school diplomas and that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. That's kind of a catch-22. We want the student. Job Corps was designed for a training facility. We offer that, but the focus is we want them to get them a trade and be productive members of society. But if they do not have a GED or high school diploma, absolutely, while they're working on their trade, they can actually coincide and start earning. We partner with Penn Foster, and they can either earn their GED or diploma at the same time while they're learning their trade. Phenomenal opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And at no cost.
At no cost, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, besides the taxpayers.
Right. I understand. Yeah. But to the students.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. That's great. Wonderful. And so, you know, I also want to talk about your individual roles, because you, what I like is that you're really, you guys are on the ground. You're doing all the hard
work.
Boots
on the ground.
Absolutely. And you'll have different roles. And so let's start with you, Ryan, because you're probably the first person that the students would come in touch with.
As my boss would say, the face of Job Corps.
Yeah, okay. Well, and you
That's
can watch
you.
On Periscope.
That's for you, Dwayne.
Well, perfect.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so tell me about your role there and what you exactly do.
So I have an office in Clearwater, space and office, and it's partnered at the Career One Source, where it's typically with unemployment. So we have people come in my office that are just seeking for any opportunity, and my first step is to educate somebody. What is Job Corps? And is it right for you? Because there are other programs out there that might not necessarily be, Job Corps might not be the right fit for that person. And if it is, first I tell them, what do you want to do for a career? What are you looking at? It's so hard when we were 16 or anywhere from 16 to 24 to figure out what you want to do with your life as far as a career. So I try to get them career-minded first. From that, I say, hey, go on a job searching site. You want to be a plumber? Well, one, if money's your goal or financial security, see what these jobs are paying. See what these careers are going to pay you. And if that's something that you want and that's something that we can offer, we'll go to the next step. Okay, next step is we're going to start our enrollment process, and we're going to do our needs that we have to do, and we'll just move from there. So,
okay. And you also do you attend career fairs?
Oh,
and
yes, sir.
Like that.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Where we met. Mm-hmm. And what are you looking for at those career fairs?
Career fairs, well, that's threefold. One, we're looking for our youth to educate the public, because we might get adults in there that they're career seekers and they're looking, but they might have a youth that's kind of just stuck at home. Maybe they don't know the opportunities exist. Mm-hmm. So one, we're looking for our youth. We're looking for 16 to 24 year olds. But then we got to educate our adults, because a long time ago, and then Reggie probably can throw his two cents in there, there was a stipulation, a bad stigma attached with Job Corps, where mm-hmm. you are an at-risk youth. And if you had juvenile troubles, you'd go to court, and the judge would say, either you go to probation or you go to Job Corps. Mm-hmm. Job Corps, we are so far away from that now, but people think that's what we are. Mm-hmm. We are so far away from that. Now, we are a solely trained job training facility where we want the youth to actively participate, be there. Mm-hmm. Sorry to get back on your question. The second part is we're also looking for staff members. We always need teachers. We always need participants to help us out in the community, volunteers.
Absolutely.
And then the last part is While we're there at these career fairs, we're also looking for employers to help us out. Hey, you know what? We have these graduates. These graduates have awesome certifications. We need to get them employed in their career.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. You know, you mentioned an office in Clearwater. Are you part of Career Source, did you say?
I'm not. I have an office there. So it's kind of like one hand scratches the other, or one hand washes the other. So I'm helping them out, and then they're helping me out. So
that's a good organization
as
well.
It's a great relationship that we both have. So
okay. Well, thanks, Ryan. Now, Marty, you'd probably be the second person that somebody might have a connection with once they're enrolled in the program. So tell me about what you do and how you interact with the students.
Okay. I have kind of two different types of positions, but they work hand in hand. So as work-based learning coordinator, I set up the internships. When they reach a certain point in their program, about 70% through, we try to get them out for about 6 weeks at various sites. For the medical offices, we have an agreement with Bayfront Center. We have an agreement with St. Anthony's. We have agreements with a variety of kinds of employers that are willing to host our students. They go from office practices, doctor's offices, to we even have a student up at the Office of Human Rights up in Clearwater, where they handle the front office. There's an opportunity to do some softer skills. Customer service is the number one thing that employers are looking for these days, not so much the technical skills. So I give them a kind of a run through of what a typical day will look like in their field and how their soft skills can also be developed moving along. And that includes interview skills. Many of them have not had jobs or have never been on an interview, so that becomes a challenge for them as well. I work through that, mock interviews, practicing, prepping, and all of that. From the business community liaison, that's my opportunity to meet with city officials, government officials, companies that are interested in Job Corps, sharing the message, getting the message out. I'll go to job fairs as well with Ryan, but my task will be a little bit different. I'll be looking for opportunities to get experience for the students and see if companies are interested. It's a great way to cut the corners from an HR perspective. If you've trained somebody for 6 weeks and now they're ready to go, you don't have to go outside to hire if you have a position open.
Mm-hmm. So. That's great. And, you know, from an employer point of view, what are the benefits of hiring or providing an internship for one of your students?
Well, the benefit is it's a way to give back to the community. There's a lot of community service opportunities with that. We host a quarterly council meeting, a communities relations council meeting, where we invite businesses in to discuss what's going on, trends in their field. This keeps our curriculum on the cutting edge. The more we know that's new coming down, the feedback I get from employers are to the point of these would be great skills we could have. Can you teach to that? Or we're not really doing that anymore. We should get away from that. So it's an opportunity for companies to get a chance to hire somebody that's going to fit into their system. It's sort of a try before you buy kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So there's the benefit of that. And like I said, a chance to give back to the community, which a lot of employers like to do.
So who are some of the companies that hire Job Corps graduates?
We have a variety. Locally, we've had Walgreens hire, Lincourt Pharmacy in Clearwater, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the City of St. Petersburg Water Treatment, various nursing homes, North Rehab and such, some local doctor's office, Dr. Tang. St. Anthony's is hired, Home Depot was hired, GTITI, which handles the transformers, hire, Bic Graphics. So it's a wide variety of people that have taken a chance on our students.
That's really good. And those are some really good companies. I mean, really. And you've gotten in right for your students. That's perfect. And just one more thing, one more question there, Marty. So what are some of the trends that you see in hiring practices today?
Well, I see a movement away from the technical skills. In this day and age, you're still wearing a lot of different hats. And so employers have told me specifically, Can you arrive on time? Do you have Absolutely. Reliable transportation? You know, are you interested in the field that you're in? Are you going to ask a lot of questions, or are you going to drop your work belt at 3:59 to leave at 4 o'clock? They want all of those kinds of things, you know, and that's as opposed to swinging a hammer or being able to draw blood. They want to be able to, can you help people? Do you want to provide that kind of service? So I'm seeing a more of a trend towards the softer skills with a lot more hats being worn by various people.
That's great. Well, thanks very much, Marty, for that. And Reggie, so you're the sort of like the third person that in the phase, if you would. So tell me about your role as a career transition specialist.
Wow. I'm probably at the very end, and I think probably the most one of the most exciting parts of Job Corps, and that is you actually see the student after graduation and separation. They're either going to go to college, is what we really want, or they may even select military services, or they might go to another training program or something like that. So what I usually do is give an assessment right at the end or just before they separate or shortly after to see where the student is and what are some of their plans. We're trying to help a student achieve some of the dreams that they may have. We want them to be able to project and see themselves a couple of years from where they are right now to be successful. So that's part of what we're actually trying to do.
And do students readily accept your assistance?
Some do, but we would like to see an increase in that because we do have some students, as Marty mentioned, would select a certain trade, but then when I'm trying to get a job in that particular field or what have you, they decide that they don't want to do that. So we've got to work closer and understand a little bit better how a student comes to the conclusion of a certain type of study.
And how much improvement do you really see in a student from the admission to the graduation?
Wow. Sometimes it's off the chart. Yeah. I mean, you can see an individual who comes into Job Corps who's really quiet and reserved, and they may not be able to communicate as well, and they don't have much confidence. And then once they go through the Job Corps training program, they're excited about going out and getting a job, about being independent, and about moving forward. So that's one of the accomplishments that we see. However, we do see students that come in, and there's not much of a change. And some of the things that we're trying to adopt right now at Pinellas Job Corps Center is to see them have a better understanding of what it takes to be successful. And once we get them to understand that, then we've got the ball rolling and we can move forward.
And they can take ownership of that.
Right.
Be clear-minded and focused.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. And you know, how much gratification is acknowledged?
Again, I could answer that question pretty much the same way I did before. Sometimes gratification is so wonderful. They understand that before they came to Job Corps, there wasn't much hope, wasn't much direction. But now that they've had that experience, now they're so grateful for the opportunity that they've actually had. And they're willing to, they're happy about becoming taxpayers and making a positive contribution. But again, these are areas that we'd like to see increase. We'd like to see more students with that positive attitude. We're trying to get them to accept what we call the pyramid of success. It's something that John Wooden came up with many, many years
ago.
And we're trying to get them to see themselves in that light. So,
and how involved are the parents and relatives?
Again, initially, parents are so thankful and glad that an opportunity like Job Corps actually exists. Uh-huh. What we're trying to get from the students is to have them to understand that even after the student graduates from Job Corps, we still need their assistance. We still even need community assistance right now today. There's different things that the community and parents can do to support Job Corps and the students.
And let me just piggyback off that, and Reggie. Now, I do get parents in my office and at the other recruiter's office that sometimes they want this more for themselves than their youth.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they're success stories, but if the youth does not come in and they're willfully not coming in, taking ownership, active participation, sometimes they fall through the cracks. And mm-hmm. we don't want that. Obviously, we want the best outcome for every one of our youth that come through our doors. Just the parents have to keep an open mind. Is this really for you? Because it's unfortunate sometimes people see us as a babysitting service. Oh, we got room board. We got food. But is it really for the parent, or is it really for what's best for the youth? And at the end of the day, every one of our goals here sitting in this chair is for what's best for the youth, no Absolutely. Matter what. Our personal opinions aside, mm-hmm. what's best for our youth.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And are there any areas that more emphasis should actually be placed on?
Yes, I would like to see more emphasis placed on developing relationships with financial institutions, understanding how to go from one job to the next job. A lot of our students might not have that clear understanding, and those are some areas that I'd like to see worked on, because we're constantly seeking improvement. We want the student to have higher wages, more responsibility, promotions, that type of thing, and you need to know how to go from one job to the next.
Great. You know, and can you just mention an example of a Job Corps success? I'm sure you have a lot of them.
We have a lot of them where a student has a job training match and they're making, our goal is to, I think it's $10.80, but we want to say $11 an hour. And what we're looking for, and we're really serious about getting a student making $15, $16 an hour. We think that once they reach that area, they will actually be able to independently support themselves. Now, one of the things that you asked the question of what I saw as a success, actually, I would love to see a student who has a job training match have his own business. I'd like to see the Department of Labor and Job Corps invest in that individual so that they can start hiring our Job Corps students. To me, that would be the ultimate success.
I was at a career fair hosted by St. Petersburg College in Clearwater probably last month. Remember that,
oh, yeah.
Reggie?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. The young female who hosted this event, her daughter was a success story of mm-hmm. Job Corps, and she lived in Atlanta. Phenomenal. She actually came up, presented us an award. Sorry, Mr. Klopp, I'll get that to you shortly. I apologize about that, sir.
Yeah.
But she presented this award, recognized not only did her daughter come out as a humongous success story, but I believe her daughter, quote me if I'm wrong, I think she's a stay-at-home mother now, but she said if her daughter did not have those values, those ethics, that training, that accountability, she didn't know where her daughter would be. Probably mm-hmm. on the streets. I hope not. Mm-hmm. God forbid not. Mm-hmm. But it's just nice hearing those stories that, you know what? Hey, my daughter went through Job Corps. Phenomenal, phenomenal program. And she shook her hands and said, I wish the public was more aware about the opportunity.
Absolutely.
What we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully this will help a little bit.
Yeah.
Get
yeah,
the word
absolutely.
Out.
Back in the day, you know, one of the changes that I've seen as far as Job Corps, and, you know, I've been around for about 19 years now, and I've interviewed some of the old graduates of Job Corps. And a lot of them have told me point blank, if it hadn't been for Job Corps, I wouldn't have some of the successes that I have now. I'd like to see our younger graduates now be able to come back and share that with us. I think that's really what we're looking for.
Well, thanks, Reggie. Appreciate that. My guests today are Marty Chitterer, Reggie Williams, and Ryan Frudenthal from the Pinellas County Job Corps. So now let's talk about jobs specifically about any openings that the Job Corps is looking for directly. Let's talk about that first. Are there any specific openings that you have right now?
Currently, right now, as far as staff jobs on center, we're currently looking for a recruiter. Moreover, the hardest jobs that we have filling right now are either substitute teachers, but we're specifically looking for a substitute teacher or a regular teacher with a driver's endorsement.
A driver's endorsement.
One of the programs that we offer on campus while you are going through your trade and while you're working towards your high school diploma, GED, we also offer opportunities for our students to learn a driver's education. So that way, when they're out the door, we focus on all areas, aspects of their life. Now, we're trying to get them employed. We're trying to get them productive members of society. We're also, we want to make sure that they have a driver's license so they can get mm-hmm. to their job, right? So mm-hmm. they can get to point A, point B, and back to their apartment, wherever they're trying to go. So that's a big need. I know HR has been trying to fill it since I met you, at a career fair, they've been trying to get a specific driver instructor with a driver's endorsement.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about a recruiter. Would that be doing the same role that you're doing?
Yes, sir.
And what are the qualifications there?
For the recruiter, I would say for any staff position, the qualifications basically are the same, and that's to have a heart for service. Any one of us sitting in these chairs can attest we're not doing this for the money. That's for sure. We're not doing this for the paycheck.
That's
but
right.
We have a heart for the youth, and you have to have a service background. Mm-hmm. You know my bio, like I said to all our listeners. Mm-hmm. I've served my military. I've served our country. I've served my city. And now I'm serving my youth. Mm-hmm. And if you have those two qualifications, and I know you're going to ask me this later on as far as interview tips, if you apply for Job Corps...
Well, we'll get to that next.
Yeah.
Well, can't just
our listeners, if you're listening, take note on this. That would be my big thing. When you're on your interview, just if you have a serious heart for the youth and if you have a serious heart for service, then this job is for you.
Yes,
if
most
not,
definitely.
Please pass the opportunity on for somebody that does mm-hmm. have those two major qualifications. Sorry, I jumped.
Yeah,
your
you
gun
jumped.
There.
Jumped up. That's okay. And it really is coming up right next. Yeah, I mean, okay. You know, that does bring us to the interview tip of the week. And this week, it's sponsored by Sold USA Realty. So, if you're looking to buy or sell your home, and are looking for a realtor that is an expert in the St. Pete and Tampa Bay market, or just want a great career in real estate, contact Mark Nathwani at 727-201-9999. So, let's talk about that. I'll get you each one of your opinions, and Ryan, you can. Add to that a little bit. But Reggie, tell me about your opinion. If somebody wants to apply for a position at the Job Corps Center, what one piece of advice would you give them?
Be prepared and willing to be rejected sometimes by students and not let that really make a major decision on how you're going to interact, because we service a number of students from different backgrounds, and most of us come from fairly stable backgrounds. You might have at least a mother in your home or whatever, and you pick up and learn about certain ways to interact with people. A lot of our students that come to us might not have had that opportunity. And so one of the areas that you've got to be prepared for is to informally be able to teach or give examples of integrity, of patience, resourcefulness, adaptability. All of those type of things are very, very important for our youth today. We can't afford to let any of these youth fail. We even have it now that Ryan mentioned that if a student doesn't stay full term at the center and he leaves within, 60 days, we still have to provide him the same services for 3 months that we would give a graduate. Meaning we've got to help him get in the military or go to get a job or college or what have you. So we don't want to see any students fail. And that you asked earlier whether or not assistance is readily accepted. Well, sometimes if a student is asked to leave Job Corps, because we do have rules and regulations that you must follow, and if you don't, you're going to be asked to leave. Well, if they've been there for 60 days or more, I'm still going to have to provide them with service. So when I'm trying to contact a student, he may not want to hear from me because he knows that I'm a Job Corps representative,
Yeah. Even
if I'm just trying to help him. That's a major issue that we have to deal with.
Okay. And Marty, what would your advice be?
My advice is similar to Reggie's, but I'll take it a step further. If you're going to work for Job Corps, be ready to lead by example.
Absolutely.
Okay? The students are very impressionable at this age, so the kinds of ways you handle yourself, I have no problem picking up a piece of trash and putting it in a receptacle. Students see that. If
Absolutely.
It's good enough for me to do it, then they're going to be able to do it as well. Mm-hmm. So leading by example is pretty crucial. Following the chain of command. If you're not satisfied with this kind of thing, this is the steps you take. And again, we set that example. Phones are a big thing on our campus. We make sure that the instructors aren't using their phones either, so the students will be seeing that. And, oh, it must be okay. So there's a lot of ways that we show examples of leadership that we can pass on. It's that education inside the education.
Okay. How we actually interact with each other, staff interaction, how we respect each other and how we greet each other. A lot of these fundamental things that a lot of granted, students may not be exposed to that. So it's important how we interact with each other also.
And Ryan, you want to add anything to the passion of for serving youth?
No, I think that covers it. Again, if somebody has a passion for youth and they have a passion to service and not a passion for the paycheck, please consider Job Corps as your next career.
That's great.
We have highly qualified teachers with their doctorates in education, though they're obviously not for their paycheck. We have retired lieutenant colonels that are educating our youth that she's not there for a paycheck, but she's there literally for the heart and the mission of our youth, which we know that is going to be tomorrow. You know, they're going to be tomorrow. They're going to be leaders in society.
That's great. Okay, well, thanks, guys, for those tips. Now, coming up, are there any events you want to talk about real quick?
Yeah, real quick. We are going to be at the Holiday Inn on August 24th at another career fair. And if any of the listeners want to come by, talk to myself or Marty or Reggie, we're all going to be there. It's going to be from 11 to 2 o'clock. Again, that's going to be the Holiday Inn in Tampa, 700 North West Shore Boulevard. And if you guys are, if anybody's interested in our positions that we have available or you want to get in contact with us, you can go to our website. That's pinellascounty.jobcorps.org. Again, that's pinellascounty.jobcorps.org.
So that's different than what your website is.
What's that?
Your web address there, because that's a different one than the one that I've been using. So can they use both? Mine's a .gov.
They can use both, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
They just started revamping our website, so they're doing a whole rebranding and everything. So.
Okay, perfect. And so, at this point, I'd like to give you guys an opportunity to give out any shout-outs. If you'd have anyone you'd like to mention. Reg, you want to start?
always want to give a shout-out to your mom. You know, I want to, thank her for this opportunity to be here.
Right, make sure you let her know that you're using your first full name,
yeah.
Reginald.
Oh, right. want to give a shout out to some of the co-workers, Pamela Greenlaw, Lisa Wilkes, Natalie Washington, Liz, all of the people that have known me for years, and they would also like this opportunity to share the passion that we have for the Job Corps students. And that's really what we're here for. We want the community to know that we're here for your students, and we want you to be involved with these same students, because if we could all work on the same team and we all understand what we're trying to do for these students and to our communities, we're going to be better off. The more investment we have, the better. So we're looking for individuals to step forward. If they're willing to volunteer for mentors or volunteer to give speeches at the Job Corps Center, we're also looking for government officials who might want to come in and share some of their exploits with our students, so that our students can see that they're part of this community also.
Great. And any shout-outs you'd like to mention, Ryan?
Yes, real quick. Thank you for that, Reggie. I appreciate that. We are blessed with an opportunity to be the face of Job Corps today, and we're truly thankful for you hosting
Absolutely.
Us up here.
Absolutely.
But this wouldn't be possible without all the instructors, support staff on the campus. So a special thanks to you all for making it work, my two daughters, Layla and Abigail, my wife, Marie, and, of course, our center director for allowing us, which you'll find out when the when MP3 is mailed, for being us on here. So thank you.
Okay. And Marty, how about you? Any shout-outs?
Okay. Well, I would absolutely shout out to my wife. I'd also shout out to my colleagues and friends at Job Corps. I really much enjoy working with you all. And also a shout-out to the employers and the city and county officials that are already working with Job Corps.
We need more.
As an unsung, and we're reaching out. And like I said, I've actually contacted about two or three financial services, and we'll have County Commissioner Ken Welch is visiting Friday. We've had the mayor from Oldsmar. We've had the mayor from St. Petersburg.
Wonderful.
We're rising our outlook on things like that. So more on that to come.
That's great. Well, those are great shout-outs. And lastly, if anyone wants to learn more about the Pinellas County Job Corps Center, tell them again how they can do that.
They can go to our website, www.pinellascounty.jobcorps.org. You also have a gov website, which is the same. Mr. Logan's going to pull it up here in a second.
Yeah, it's just PinellasCountyJobCorps.gov.
Okay, and either or, you can reach out to us, emails, HR's emails listed on the website. So that's the best way to contact us.
Well, great. So Marty, Reggie, and Ryan, I really want to thank you for being here today. I enjoy the conversation and look forward to the next time you're guests on Job Talk. Best of luck to you.
Thank you
so very much.
And you've been listening to my guests today, Marty Chitterer, Reggie Williams, and Ryan Frudenthal from the Pinellas County Job Corps Center located in St. Petersburg, Florida. If you know anyone who could benefit from their programs, please contact the center at 1-800-733-5627 or visit their website at PinellasCountyJobCorps.gov. They do very important work for the community. I'm very happy they were able to be on the show today. So please contact them and help them out and support them any way you can. And now it's time for Job Talk Alumni Update. Congratulations go out to our friend Brandy Gabbard. She let us know that the first polls in the St. Pete Council District 2 race are in, and she's up by 16 points. The poll was completed by St. Pete Polls last week. So for more information about her race and her candidacy, please visit her website at brandy4stpete.com. That's Brandy, the number 4, stpete.com. By the way, I've reached out to her opponent in the race to be a guest on Job Talk and hope very much that he will respond. I'll let you know about that. And in keeping with politics, our friends at Three Daughters Brewing are hosting an event on August 8th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Popcorn, Pints, and Politics is your chance to engage in an informal conversation with candidates running for St. Pete's City Council Districts 2, 4, 6, and 8, plus the mayoral race. For more information, check out the website at 3dbrewing.com. Our friends at the Island Reporter remind us this first Friday in St. Pete, this Friday, July 7th. So come celebrate the first Friday of July at this free block party complete with live music and dancing. It takes place between 2nd and 3rd Streets on Central Avenue. For this and other local news, check out theislandreporter.com. And finally, congratulations go out today to alumni Rachel Carpenter and her team at Intrinio. They received some major funding recently. So if you're looking to invest in one of St. Pete's hottest startups, check out their website at intrinio.com. That's intrinio.com. And now it's time for my shout-outs today, and my shout-out today goes to my friend Jane. Good luck with your move to Mexico. It sounds like a tremendous opportunity, and I wish you the very, very best of luck there. And I hope you'll all take the time to check out the Radio St. Pete website and explore all the music and shows that are featured. If you can't listen live, check out the archive section where you can listen at your convenience. There's something for everyone, and there are new shows in production all the time. You can always listen to past Job Talk shows, and you'll find some interesting and fun podcasts there too. You can download the free app and listen anywhere you take your phone, tablet, or computer. That's RadioSt.Pete.com. Also, if you enjoy listening to this program, please tell your friends and let me know if you have any suggestions for future guests. Plus, we're always looking for talent contributors to the station, so you can send those suggestions to me at DeanLogan@RadioSt.Pete.com. You can also send me a tweet or follow me on Twitter at Job Talk Host. I want to give special thanks to Joe Bordeaux, Zooey, Cat Joe, Andy, and the entire Big C team. I truly appreciate all of your support. And as always, I want to end Job Talk with this final thought and say to everyone listening, if you're thinking about relocating your family or business and are looking for a great place to live, work, and play, you should come visit and take a look at all St. Pete and Tampa Bay has to offer. I'm glad I did, and I think you'd be glad you did too. So thanks for listening, and until next time when we talk about jobs on Job Talk, this is Dean Logan. Take care, everybody.
Listening to Job Talk with Dean Logan, a presentation of RadioSt.Pete.com and broadcast live today from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg. Visit BigC.com to learn why top businesses turn to our experts to take their brands to the next level. That's BigC.com. And by Advanced Recruiting Academy. If you are underemployed, a college student, or looking for a career change, visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com to learn about the art of recruiting. In 90 days, the master recruiters at Advanced Recruiting Academy will teach you the skills you need to begin a rewarding career in the recruiting industry. They do this for free, and students can earn commissions during their training. Visit AdvancedRecruitingAcademy.com, where they develop recruiters and deliver talent. Listen again next week at this same time for Job Talk with Dean Logan, live from Big C in downtown St. Petersburg.